Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hustle, not getting hustled, keeping your head above water, making a way when you can.
Temporary layoffs,
good times,
easy credit to rip off,
good times, ain't we lucky we got them? Just looking out of the window, watching the asphalt grow.
Welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. A little change up there at the beginning of the show today. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. We got a wonderful hour of finance talk for all you sports fans out
there. Yeah, you're tired of the draft. I know you are.
Not the Tolos are going to get the Molos today. Yeah, the mortgage.
Yeah, there you go.
Leave it on. Okay, so we're going to talk about your home loans today. I'm Kevin Miller with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba here for another Saturday of glorious mortgage discussion where you get to talk about the things you love most about your finances as it comes with getting a house. If you want to buy a house, get a home equity loan, cash out refinance. Maybe you're looking at FHA loans, VA loans, jumbo loans, USDA loans.
USDA loans.
We want to help you at TexasLending.com. Give us a call or text us. Text us is the number one choice, I think, these days at 214-354-5989. Get your questions in now. Mortgage rates are jumping around, up and down. We have seen highs and we have seen lows. And just this year, we've seen mortgage rates move in a window of nearly 0.75% in the highs and the lows. We saw the lows here about 2 weeks ago, and then immediately they went back up to their highs and 0.75% higher a week later. And now we're kind of back in the middle a little bit. They slid just a little bit this week. That's good news. You know, they didn't just keep on rising. And so I think there's going to be some turmoil in the next year or so that might cause these mortgage rates to maybe get a little bit lower. I don't see mortgage rates getting super low.
Yeah.
As long as people fear inflation, it's hard for investors to invest in low rate of return when there's a lot of inflation. So that's the reason that mortgage rates aren't low. And unless you all want to get a 3% return on your money, if you want to go give me all your money and get a 3% return, that sounds great. But inflation's up there. And until inflation does something about face or suddenly there's some kind of collapse.
Or one of you wants to go out and buy a couple of billion treasury bonds, you know.
Yeah, you can do that.
Buy a few trillion mortgage notes.
Buy a few trillion of treasury bonds on your own dime, and then mortgage rates will come down.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to take.
And everybody will love you.
Actually, I'll take buying mortgage bonds to have mortgage rates come down.
Yeah, mortgage bonds.
So anyway, we want to take care of you, though, with your mortgage. If you're trying to get that home purchase done, and you're thinking about it, it's your first time, you may be thinking about it in a month from now, maybe 6 months from now, maybe a year or two from now. You want to get started? This is a show of ideas. We're going to get you going in the right direction. This is a direction show. Make sure you make some good decisions, some good philosophical decisions as it comes to making decisions with your mortgage. So get in touch with us right now at 214-354-5989. Bubba, we are on the way down here today.
Oh, I know. You went nuts.
We were listening to a mortgage commercial. And we are not going to say the name, but it rhymes with socket. And I've I do have to say this. I've been doing mortgage commercials now for 25 years. And I do the commercials myself, right? I come up with the ideas myself. And if you call them ideas. And, you know, it's kind of like selling soap. Imagine since the 1950s, you've been watching soap commercials. They got new improved soap, fruity soap. They got the soap of the new generation.
They got bubble
soap. Look
at,
come on. Oh, we got the soap that is beyond all soap. You, imagine since the 70 years from now, they've been selling soap on TV. And imagine you have to come up with a new idea every 3 months to get some fresh commercials out there. Well, mortgage is math, right? Mortgage is about math. We're here to share math with you. Do you like the math? This is the math for the down payment.
You like
this
math?
Is the math for your monthly payment. Do you like? That's what mortgage companies do. And so you have to make commercials. Do you like our math? Call us for some math. Call us for an FHA math or a conventional math or a cash out math. And you like our math or you don't. But I tell you what, the company that rhymes with socket, they come up with some, they had the Yorgage a few years ago, which was a mortgage about nothing. And so the new one is the offer that's not an offer. They said, if you pay rent, here's the offer. If you pay rent, we may give you, you may save up to $5,000 when you buy a house with a Rocket Mortgage, when you get a mortgage with them, if you pay rent. Well, listen, everyone who gets a mortgage has to document that they pay rent. Every single person who gets a mortgage must document, who has a first-time home buyer, must document in their package that they pay rent. And so,
or they have rental history.
Let's say a mortgage company says they're going to offer you $3,000 towards closing costs. You know what they do? Let's say closing costs are $4,000. They charge you $7,000, then give you a credit for $3,000. That's how it works. There's no free lunch. We're going to charge you $10,000 and give you a credit of $5,000. That's an offer of nothing. And they say, if you pay rent, man, for all you paying rent out there,
we're going to give you a credit.
We're going to, you're up to $5,000 towards your closing costs. So they overcharge you and then they give you credit. And most likely you're still paying more than somebody else. I just had to bring it up on this show because you can't be bamboozled like this. And they make, I just had to talk about it, Bubba. I had to talk about it because it's a mortgage that's offering, it's a mortgage commercial offering you nothing.
Good times.
Good times.
Easy ripoff.
Yeah. And so, hey, call TexasLending.com. Hey, if you want to have your math compared with their math, I was once doing a mortgage for somebody and our math was better. It was a 15-year mortgage, Bubba.
Uh-huh.
The rate was lower. The payment was lower. The closing costs were lower. And then they were being sold this product from a big, huge bank. And it was like, this is the credit combination loan. And so what they were saying is, well, with their loan, I can pay this much towards my credit cards and I'll pay my credit cards off in this many years. I said, yeah, you can do the same thing with us. The money you save, you apply it towards your credit cards, but because you're saving more money with us,
you can pay more.
You can pay them off faster. But theirs is the credit consolidation loan and yours is just a mortgage. I went, you've got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. Man, we get brainwashed, folks. we get brainwashed out there. Don't be brainwashed. This is a show of de-brainwashing your brain. Hopefully it's your brain we're de-brainwashing. Get you some information on a mortgage. Text me 214-354-5989. I know it's a weird world I live in. Where I try to avoid the washing of the brain and try to help you in that same decision. Okay, can you, this is the first question today, Bubba. Can you explain the process of a cash out refi to buy a second home? Bubba, what is the process for a cash out refinance so they can buy a second home?
Well, you take a cash out refinance on your home equity and you take that money. And if you can qualify for another mortgage to buy a second home, debt ratio wise, credit wise, then you take that money and use it for the down payment.
Let's get your cash out done first.
Yep.
Either a second lien. We want to help you with a fixed rate home equity loan. We think that's a good idea right now. A fixed rate second lien home equity loan is a good idea. Mm-hmm. Give us a call on that. And then, or a first lien cash out refinance on a fixed rate. You can do either. And then once you get that, you have to document your debt to income ratio can afford both houses.
If you're getting a loan, I mean, if you're just buying the house with the cash, then that's a whole different story.
True. So
true that.
Get in touch with us and we can help you out with that cash out refinance. Been doing that since 1998.
When they changed the law.
They actually changed the law in 1997 in November. And we are taking our first applications in December of 1997. And so that's
1998.
It was December of 97.
I thought you said November of 97.
In November of 97, the law passed, and we were writing our first applications for home equity loans a month later.
Okay.
And the first one's closed, I would say, in January of 1998. That's how long I've been doing them here in Texas. Started marketing TexasLending.com in 1998. In the Observer magazine, that was our first advertisement was the Observer magazine.
Back page?
And then we did some advertising in the Dallas Morning News. And then the radio and TV came. And now the internet's all over the place. So make sure you call TexasLending.com for your cash out refinance, your home equity loan, or your home purchase. If you're trying to buy that home, if you're trying to buy a home this year, send us the following information. Send us your current income, your expected down payment, and your credit score. Text us your current income, your expected down payment, and your credit score. We'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford right now within a range. We'll give you a range of home values, a range of payments you might be able to qualify for somewhere in there. Because who knows what your home price is going to be? Who knows what the taxes are going to be in the property you're getting? Who knows what your homeowner's insurance payment's going to be? We're going to give you an idea within a range of where you're going to fall. That's what's good about this show.
Does that mean you're going to get a home on the range?
I don't know, Bubba. But at least it was an appropriate question from inappropriate Uncle Bubba. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make sure you get in touch with TexasMoney.com today and this week for your home loan. Hopefully mortgage rates settle down a little bit, Bubba. They've been moving, man. And so here's the challenge for you at home.
Yep.
We talked about it in the show, I think, a week ago. When people get quoted, we quote you a rate in your shop, and you call us back, you say, okay, I'm ready to lock it. And we say, yeah, rates went up 0.5% in the last day. Yeah. You say, what? Yeah, mortgage rates went up 0.5% in the last day. Now we got to requote you. It happens every day. You have a 50% chance. If you don't say yes, let's lock it right now when you talk to a mortgage person, you have a 50% chance that rate can be higher or it can be lower when you call back. Because most of the time, it's not the same. Because rates are moving real time. As fast as electricity can send that information to our computers on our internet. And so we want to make sure that you understand that if you like a rate, that sounds good. Let's lock it now.
Yep.
We need to get that going, because if you wait, then you don't like the new rate because the rates went up. And they went up for about 2 straight weeks, and you didn't like when you called back and the rates kept going up. So you need to make a decision if the rate you like is worthy of what you want. Because if rates go down later significantly, then refinance the darn thing. Yeah,
don't shoot the messenger either, because we have no skinny in the rates. We want you to get the best rate. We don't make any money on
the rate. Unless the messenger is sleeping with your spouse, you have a right to...
Wait.
Maybe not a right. You have a choice.
You got a choice.
Yeah. But there are consequences with choices. All right. So we want to take your questions. Get them in now. 214-354-5989. Let's get to this one right here that just came in.
Wow.
All right. Bamboo. Okay, who determines the value of your home when you're doing a cash out refi?
Well,
it's going to be an appraiser, I think, Bubba.
It's going to be an appraiser if it's a cash out refinance.
And what if it's a second lien home equity loan?
Most of ours are done by what they call automated value.
Automated value. So it's a second lien. It's not a first lien.
Uh-huh.
And so they do an automatic value. That's a lot less than a full appraisal.
Right.
What's the charge
There's no charge for that appraisal.
So when you're doing a second lien home equity loan,
mm-hmm.
and you say, okay, I got my nice, happy 2.8% mortgage. I love it. I hug it. I call it George. I love it. And then you want to get a second loan.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this second loan. And so you get the second loan, and we do this automated valuation for a second lien.
Right.
That could save some of you $600,
$700. Well, it also
a full appraisal is $600,
$700. Yeah. The thing, too, though, is a lot of times people have problems with their house, you know, and they can't have
what kind of problems? Like, has there been smoking, drinking, partying too much?
Yeah, too much party.
Your house is doing all that?
Yeah, your house is, you know.
So the appraiser doesn't like your house?
Yeah, he doesn't like it. You have all windows and everybody's looking in, you know. Inappropriate things going on.
Well, we're not talking about your house. We're talking about everyone else. So you're getting an appraisal on a house, and it's $600 to $700, and there might be issues with the house. Maybe there's some cracks in the foundation.
Yes.
Maybe there's some things that they want to have adjusted, the appraiser does. When you get the automatic valuation on a second loan, that might be your better deal. The rates are a little bit higher on those, getting a second lien.
But the loan amounts are usually smaller.
So let's do this. Take a break. When we come back, let's get to your questions. 214-354-5989. I know we're having a little bit of fun this morning, but you know, this is mortgage talk. We got to spice it up.
Yeah, we got to spice it up.
By the way, we will give you all credit towards your closing costs If you call TexasLending.com right now, you may qualify for a credit if you pay rent. Wait a minute. Someone else is already doing that commercial. Yeah. We can't do that commercial. All right. Well, we won't do that. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we'll answer your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, 105.3 The Fan. All right. We are back. The TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba talking about your home loan. We have all text lines open. They are waiting for you at 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Let's get to this question here. Just came in, Bubba. Ready?
All right.
All right. It says, good morning. We are in the process of selling our home. They want to buy a new home in Aledo. For all of you newbies,
they want their kids to grow up to be football players.
Southwest of Fort Worth.
Or cheerleaders.
Halfway between Fort Worth and El Paso, Aledo, Texas. Maybe not.
Starved landman.
So anyway, yeah, there are places in Aledo, for the landman people. This is our first time selling because it was their first home. And they make about $15,000 a month. Okay.
You need that.
And the home they're looking to buy is about $670,000.
Okay.
And they want to put $150,000 down after they sell their house. They said they have some student loans they want to pay off with the other money, which is great. Let's get rid of that student loan. Let's put some money in your bank, too. Try to keep as much money as you can. If you want to put 20% down, try that.
That's what I would do.
You know, put down 20%, get rid of your PMI, get a good deal there. And leave some cash because you might want to fix up the windows or do the new carpet or, do something with your house, landscaping and such. So let's keep some cash for that. Put the money down to get you the payment that you're looking for. And it looks like you're going to qualify. They say they have an 800 credit score. And so if you put down $130,000, let's say $140,000 on this property, you have a loan of $530,000. You're probably gonna have a payment of what, $4,500, somewhere in there, Bubba? $4,500, $4,400.
Depends on the taxes.
Yeah, it's running the taxes. Let's call it $4,300 to $4,600, probably somewhere in there is where your payment's gonna be. We're rounding. This is all head math here.
Yep.
We don't have any calculators here on the show. That's too much pain on the Saturday. There's already too much math talk, right? In mortgage. So we're just gonna say somewhere around $4,300 to $4,600 payment for you. Somewhere in there, probably. And so when you get
that,
is it
a new build?
It doesn't say. They're going to buy another house for $670,000. So it looks like you're going to qualify based on the information you sent to us. Sounds like it's a no-brainer with the income that you have.
Right.
And so it's all going to fit right in there, somewhere in there. When I say it's a no-brainer, you're going to be in a good spot. It sounds like it's all going to work out. And, TexasLending.com is right here in your backyard. We're ready to help you out, get your loan pre-approved. One of our loan officers will send you over to a great realtor. Or if you already have the house picked out, you have a realtor picked out, we can send you over there as well. And we'll get you that free pre-approval letter once you get pre-qualified. And it's a free qualification at TexasLending.com. Give us a call. We'll help you out today. All right. Thank you for your question. Get yours also in now at 214-354-5989. And we will answer your questions here on the show. Okay. My property taxes are going up.
Up.
Everyone's property taxes are going up in Texas, aren't they? And so in 2017, the average loan amount we were giving on home purchases, I remember distinctly, the average loan amount we were doing on purchases was $170,000. That doesn't even seem possible.
Yeah.
And now 2007, it seemed like it was just a couple of days ago. Now it's 8 years ago. Now the average sales price, it's around $340,000, double in the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so
a lot of equity.
The property taxes are based on the home's value, and the property taxes will increase every year until it catches up. It can only go up 10% per year. So if the home prices have doubled, then at some point, every year you're going to be getting a new bill as your property taxes continue to go up. And that's what we always say in the show, shop the property taxes for the zip code you're going to buy in, because there is a discrepancy in DFW area of about 1.25% from about the lowest to the highest property tax districts. Yep. Some of them are at 1.9. Some of them are at 3.25. That's the how much they charge you every year based on the value of the property. And if their property values keep going up, a lot of you are paying higher right now in taxes than you are on your mortgage, especially those of you who have a 2.5% mortgage rate. You're paying 3% in taxes on your home's value. You're only paying 2.5%, and that's only on your principal balance of your mortgage. So, yeah, they say that they're in Wiley, and their property taxes are going up. They have to sell their house now.
It's Collin County.
They have to sell their house. I'm worried about my ability to sell right now and how a short sale might affect my ability to buy again. Mm. A short sale will affect your ability to buy unless you can buy a home with cash.
Yep.
It will affect it for a while. A short sale, for those of you at home who don't know what that is, let's say your home, well, a short sale is, let's say you owe $500,000 on a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And it says that here, they say they owe $850 mm-hmm. on their mortgage. But let's say they can only sell it for $800. So it's they owe $850, but they can only sell it for $800. They actually have to go to the servicer and say, hey, servicer, will you allow me to sell this thing for $800? Mm-hmm. I owe $850. The servicer has to decide if they'll let them sell that. That's called a short sale, if you sell it short of what you owe on it. In the mortgage world, in the credit world, in the underwriting world, when they look at your credit, when they look at someone who had a short sale, they say, we're going to consider that a foreclosure.
Yep.
It's considered a foreclosure, even though it wasn't. It's the consideration. In the mortgage world, it takes 3 years after a foreclosure to requalify for a loan such as an FHA loan mm-hmm. or a VA loan. 3 years after foreclosure, you may requalify for a VA or FHA loan. Many of you didn't know that. Many of you thought your credit's bad forever. In the FHA and VA world, 3 years after foreclosure, you may qualify for a new VA or FHA loan. So no, for you, it's not as bad as you otherwise may think. Mm-hmm. But if you can sell it, here's some options for you. If you have equity in that house, I don't know if you owe $850 and it's worth $850, but if it's worth more than that and you can sell it for $1 million, you may offer to pay closing costs for the buyer. You may offer to buy the rate down for the buyer. Whoever's buying your house, you and the realtor and your mortgage loan officer can say, hey, offer to pay them, your realtor can say, offer to pay them some closing costs towards buying their rate down. And if they can buy their rate down, that's going to help them afford the house. And so these are some things that you can be thinking about. Get in touch with TDT Realtors. Go to their website. TDT Realtors, like touchdown time. TDT Realtors, go there, TDTRealtors.com, and talk to them about your options of how can you get that home sold and how can you get it sold quickly. They want to help you.
Good idea.
Bubba, you've worked with them.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
What do you think about them?
I think they're great. Awesome. In fact, I got several contracts with them right now.
So get in touch with them, and hey, there might be options to get that thing sold. And It's a buyer's market. People want to buy houses. They just want to find a good deal. Next, can you help me understand how to estimate a house payment, including escrow plus interest? So you can call TexasLending.com. A loan officer will be happy to look into that for you. Bubba, if someone said, I want to estimate a house payment, mm-hmm. what are you going to do?
I'm going to find out what the taxes are, give them a ballpark idea what the insurance is going to be, because the insurance is what's really going up. You talk about taxes.
Yes, homeowners insurance is going up based on the value of your house.
And the storms and the stuff in California. And
yep. You know. I mean, if they lost all this money in California and you're a big national company.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You're going to charge the good people.
You're going to charge the people that are paying for it. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so then you have the taxes going up as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's all going to work out. But for now, that's the way it's going. So. You call a mortgage loan officer at TexasLending.com, have them run some numbers for you. They can tell you what kind of mortgage payment you may be able to consider. And we want to make sure we're conservative about this. Some companies may make it look as pretty as possible with the lowest homeowners insurance rate and the lowest tax rate. Look at your worst case and best case scenarios. That way you have a realistic idea of what you're looking at.
Yeah, definitely.
So call a loan officer at texaslending.com. Go to our website, and they'll be happy to help you now. Okay, next one. They have a 7.99% interest rate. They pay $280 for PMI. They pay $280 a month for PMI. Rates aren't that much lower right now. Do you think it's still worth paying a couple of grand to drop my maybe to 6 or 6.5? It really is going to depend. This person wants to know, can they get a refi? They're at 7.99. Is it worth refinancing?
It'd be worth it to look into FHA refinancing because you're going to only be charged 0.55.
Yeah, the PMI will
go way down
on your FHA.
And the rates are better than conventional.
FHA rates you may find in the sixes right now. Yeah. Your mortgage insurance is less on FHA. And if you have an older FHA loan, the rates went down on those FHA loans. And actually, if you refinanced FHA, it might have lower PMI than what you're currently. It's called MIP on FHA loan.
Mm-hmm.
These are acronyms.
It's just
called mortgage insurance premium. But that MIP comes from the federal government. It comes from HUD.
Private mortgage insurance.
Private mortgage insurance comes from private mortgage insurance companies. And so you can take a look and see if it's a good idea for you. Now, listen, this is a lot of math. I don't want to blow your head up this morning. Make sure you have a mimosa ready. Okay, so for every $120,000 of your mortgage, if you save 1%, you'll drop your interest payments by $100 a month. So on a $120,000 mortgage, if you lower your rate by 1%, you may drop your interest payment by $100 a month. If you multiply that times 4 and your mortgage is $480,000, then you may save up to $400 a month in interest if you drop your rate by 1%. And so you can do that 240, 360, 480, 600, every $120,000, while 1% drop in your mortgage rate saves you $100 in interest payment. Now that's going to change monthly. As you pay your principal down, you'll pay less interest. But that's the idea.
Yep.
It gets you going in the right direction. Is it worth refinancing? We didn't get your home value there. So send us that, and we'll be happy to answer more of your question. But keep those questions coming. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Call your friendly neighborhood loan officer at texaslending.com. They'll spin a web of mortgage payments for you and let you know if it's a good idea. And we're going to come back and answer more of your questions here on the texaslending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We are back in the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to call you Inappropriate Grandpa Bubba here pretty minute. You have plenty of grandkids now.
Yeah.
You're not such the uncle anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey,
that's the best thing in the world.
Keep those questions coming in. We had this person who had texted in earlier. By the way, the number is 214-354-5989. That's your text line. This person had texted in, and they said they have this $850,000 home, and they might have to short sell it. So they were wondering.
They said
they have 0% equity. There's no equity.
Oh.
They owe $850.
Oh, man.
They have it on a VA loan, though.
Right.
Now, a couple things. This is, how do companies like ours view people that are trying to downsize to improve their finances? Mortgage companies know what they care about, whether you qualify or not. we care if you qualify or not. People have no, you know what people care about? I'm going to tell you what. This is inside information. People care about themselves. That's what people care about. They want to hear about themselves. They want to talk about themselves. And so if you have a situation, they'll think about you for whether you qualify, and then they're thinking about themselves. And so don't worry about that so much about, if you have to downsize, mortgage companies say, hey, do they qualify? Oh, they're going to get a house that they can afford. Great. We can prove you. And then they go on to the next person. That's how mortgage companies
are going to sell your loan. So they don't.
they either have someone who can pay the payment or they can't. And we want everyone to be able to pay their pay. We don't want someone to overbuy.
Yeah.
We don't look at someone and say, man, you should be maxing this out.
You see that out there.
We should max this out. No, you shouldn't max it out. You should get yourself a very comfortable payment. You can always upgrade later if you want to pay more. But you have to also, listen, we all have to determine, folks, is your property tax going to go up next year? Is your home value going to go up next year? Is your homeowner's insurance payment going to go up next year? Some of you might have a payment $500 more next year than you have right now because your homeowner's insurance and your property taxes went up.
And that's the other thing. If you've gone out to a builder to have a home built, you better darn well keep asking them the question about their escrow, making sure your escrow is correct. Because, number one, a lot of times those builders will get your mortgage approved with the lowest.
Here's what I want everyone to do who's buying a new home.
Yes.
If you're going to be buying a new home, then go on to the website for the tax district you're in, depending on the county, and find out. You can go to one website and say, show me all the property tax values and all the different districts in Texas. And it'll show you the property tax values. Do that math on your home you're going to buy. And then you'll have an idea what your property taxes are going to be. And if you see it's your builder not putting that in there, they're putting it in on vacant land. They're putting in a tax value on vacant land, so they're going to end up screwing you a year later, when all of a sudden your payment goes up $3,000 a month because they have to catch up a year of taxes.
Or two years. It's usually 2 years
now,
behind.
This is good info for our friend who has the $850,000 mortgage on a VA loan. VA loans
are assumable.
Are assumable loans. Someone may be able to assume your mortgage. What I mean, your mortgage. If you have a rate of 3 or 2.5 that you got in COVID or whatever your current rate is, someone may be able to come in and assume that mortgage. If it's a very favorable interest rate that someone may want, you may be able to have someone come in and buy it. Now, they're going to have to qualify, all right, for a VA loan. They have to qualify for the payment.
Right.
And so if someone can come in and make that payment, then they may be able to qualify for that VA loan.
It makes me think that they bought this home very recently, and they may have been a victim of a home builder scam where the taxes weren't in there correctly because they said that they've doubled.
Oh, listen, their property taxes are going up $3,000 a month in June.
So that's what that's what's happened.
They bought a new home. The builder didn't put in the taxes on a completed property. They put it on a vacant land. They do this. There has to be a law created for this, folks. They can't continue to put people in homes just to sell it. They have to put people into homes that they can afford with the tax payments. It is horrible what's going on. We see it every week in a tax.
We get this question every week.
The same question from different people comes in. All right. Text us your questions. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Okay, this person says, I have a home in East Texas. By the way, I'm going to say this for this person that just said it. By law, this is important. Please listen. By law, a mortgage company has to follow the ATR rules. Ability to repay. The ATR rules, they have to have the ability to repay the mortgage. If a mortgage company put you in a mortgage, especially a builder's mortgage company, and they knew that they didn't put the property tax values in for the actual finished product, and they put you in on the unfinished tax value, then they have not put you in a position to the ability to repay the mortgage. You may be able to go after this builder, and you may be able to go after that mortgage company for putting you in a mortgage that you have do not have an ability to repay. It's the same as putting a prepayment penalty on somebody or putting them in a mortgage they couldn't afford. If someone didn't use your income properly and they misquoted your income when they got you pre-approved or approved, they didn't put you in a mortgage you can repay. And so you may...
I would also be talking to an attorney.
Someone's going to either make a law in Texas that says builders must put in the assessed property tax values of a finished product. So I get tired of hearing this, and we lose deals to builders all the time for faking the tax payment on people.
He needs attorneys. He needs an attorney.
Yes. Call someone about this. Okay. I'm gonna call someone about this, and I'm going to bring it up.
All right.
I'm going to bring it up, Bubba.
Bring it up.
Okay. This someone says, I have a home in East Texas. Wanted to move to Crandall. Forney. Crandall/Forney. Find out which one has a better tax value. They want to move to Crandall/Forney, 685 credit. They owe 124 on a home, and they have 3.5%, 3.6%. So they have a home appraisal. They said they make $8,000 a month, and they only have they make $8,000 a month net. And so majority of income is from reimbursement and per diem. Been at the job for 8 months. I have kind of a high DTI. What are my options? So they have a high debt to income ratio.
Right.
And They want to move. So if they sell their house, it looks like they have some equity there. Mm-hmm. You have about 70,000 equity in your house. If you're going to move, you can use some of that 70,000 towards buying down on a new home. When we look at your, we had to look at your income and see it all
well,
comes
in.
You
can together. Also pay off debt at closing to get into the home.
But they also, this person, yeah, they have a high debt to income ratio, but it might be because of how they have their income all set up. Mm-hmm. So you're writing off some things and you have a per diem and all this, but you've only been working on this job for 8 months. I'm going to say this for all of you who've just changed jobs and you have per diems and other things. We need to see a couple years of steady income. If the income is steady and you're in a similar line of work, your employer is going to have to document that you're going to have continuing income expected at that amount. And we're going to look at your taxes, your adjusted gross income that you're using in your tax returns. That's what we're really going to use. Your adjusted gross income that is on your tax returns. If you're looking to move and you're looking to buy, let's get your debt to income ratio where it needs to be. Let's get a good conservative payment for you. Let's take a look and see what we can get. We'll have inappropriate Uncle Bubba call you after the show to run some numbers for you, get you some good ideas. So when it comes to buying this new home, you can be ready and you can be prepared and you can feel comfortable that it's going to work out for you. Get your text questions in 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Keep them coming. There's tons coming in right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Got a low 3% interest rate, Bubba. That's
low,
good.
low.
They bought for $365,000 3 years ago.
Nice.
And they bought it for $365,000. They say it's now worth $505,000. That's some good return on your investment. They owe $285,000.
Okay.
And they need more room. Should we add on or sell? They need more room. Here's one way to do it. Like whenever my wife is laying next to me in bed, she said, I don't have any room over here. You know what I say to her? Because I care. Eat less. That doesn't work out. Usually
I thought you were going to say get a home equity loan.
No, no. I tried that once. It didn't work out. I had an elbow in my eye. I blamed it on falling down. It was because of misjudging what my wife will take and what she won't. Mm-hmm. Don't say that to your wife. Don't tell her to eat less if she doesn't have any room in the bed. Just move over a little bit. I find that it's a lot easier with a lot less pain.
Yes.
So if you want more room in your house, eat less is not a real answer. So if you want
about expanding,
maybe. They want to expand the house size, right. And so it's worth $505. They owe $300. You may have $105,000, about $100,000 available on a home equity loan. You may have about $100,000 available based on what you're telling
is that
us.
Enough money to build another
maybe a little bit more than that. Basically, they owe $285. So is that enough to do an expansion, you know, or maybe, you have to take a look at that and see what it's going to cost to do an extension on your home. If you want to sell and look, you know, they have a nice low 3% mortgage though.
Yeah.
So let's keep that and let's look at your options for doing an expansion. Let's maybe adding a room, maybe two rooms, and depends on the size of the rooms, right? You can do some tiny rooms or one big room. Let's take a look at it and see what your options are there for more room.
Yeah.
And definitely. Then if not, and you want to buy another home, you have some equity there and you might be able to put some down and buy a new home. We'll have to take a look. Be happy to do that for you. Get in touch with us, 214-354-5989. That's the text line. The phone number to the office, let's call the office. We have loan officers who want to talk with you. They get excited on Saturdays. They're there working, watching the NFL draft, and then taking your phone call when it rings. Our loan officers are there at 214. Well, they're there. This is the number I'm giving you now is our text line. It's not going to work out when you want to call for a mortgage. Go to our website for that. Got to take a break. When we'll come back, answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Kevin Miller here with Inappropriate Uncle Bubba and our friend at Text to Back again, the one that has the $850,000 home that's out and they have a VA loan. They said exactly what happened. They bought a home through a builder. They didn't do the fully amortized taxes on them because they did it on vacant land. And so when a mortgage company is doing a mortgage for you and you get an adjustable rate mortgage, they have to document whether you can pay that mortgage on the fully amortized rate. If the adjustments occurred on that adjustable rate mortgage, they can't just say based on your starting payment you qualify. You have to qualify the fully amortized payment. Why don't they do that on taxes? And since we all have a computer, we all know what the taxes are going to be in the property. If anyone knows the taxes in that area, it's the builder. The builder should be fully amortizing the value of that. And if they're not, then they're violating the ability to repay rules. And I think an attorney can get a class action lawsuit against these builders going, let's start it here on the show. We're tired of it. Yeah, we're tired of seeing people lose their houses in our neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Based on the builder not telling them what the taxes are going to be on the final product.
You know, and our underwriters always over on that one. I mean, they always say, "Hey, well, yeah, but we're going to have to charge."
Hey, the tax value is 2.7.
Yeah.
On 500,000.
On whatever.
It's not 0.3 based on vacant land.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. They're giving you a vacant land tax value. And they know they're building you a house.
It may not have been a vacant tax value, but it definitely wasn't the full amount.
Okay, now listen, we had another person. They said they bought three homes through custom builders, and when they did their mortgage, they didn't do it on the full tax. They said it's happened three times where their taxes went flying up.
Yeah.
And so there's enough people that are upset about this.
Well, and that's what I tell people that are doing new builds, that they've got to make sure to escrow up themselves, unless they're having to have PMI, or they have got to make sure the taxes are right.
Yeah.
Even if they're not using me for their mortgage company. I'm giving them advice.
Yeah. Well, we got to find as many people as possible that had that situation happen to them, get a class action going against these builders. They're screwing everybody.
Yeah.
And so, anyway,
we may have the guy for it.
Yeah. So we at TexasLending.com care about you. And we care about our neighborhood, and we care about people staying in their houses, and that's the only way that we're all happy, right? There's enough home out there for you to buy on a home you can afford, mm-hmm. by doing it the right way. By the way, this other person had written back. They say, "What were rates back in 2001? I think I got a starter house back then at some high rate,
seven and a half.
About 7.5 to 7.75 in 2001. Mm-hmm. And the reason, I can pretty much pick every year for you, but give you an idea. But we started our first radio show in January of 2001. I did my first radio show. And then if you all remember, there was something called 9/11 in 2001, which is very memorable. We incorporated in 2001. In August 1st, we started our first loan in 2001. So a lot of memories of 2001 and what was going on. And then rates went down. And then right after that, suddenly rates were at 7%. And we hadn't seen them in decades. And that was a big deal. I remember going on the radio and saying, you'll probably never see a rate lower than 7%. Get in here right now. And you know where rates are right now? They're right around 7%. 24 years ago, I was saying, you'll probably never see a lower rate than this. Get a mortgage now. And yeah, there we are. We're right there.
I got in the business when the rates went to 6. That's the reason why I got into the business.
I saw rates near 10% when I first started, I first started doing loans. And so,
I had a rate of 19% in 1982.
Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today for your home loan. We have loan officers ready to help you every day, give you a good quote, and we're happy to get you done right now. We can get loans done pretty quickly, as fast as 10 days. Expect around 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
For a lot of loans. And then if you have some hair on your loan, hair being there's some tax issues, a foundation issue, there's something on your title hair. That you didn't know about, suddenly there's that lien on your title that we have to get cleared up. You're taking some time to get your income documented. These are the things that extend loans.
Lost your title.
Now, some of you have all those things combined. You have tax issues, and you have title issues, and you have appraisal issues, and you have income issues. You are the special ones that we get to take a little time with and get to know a little bit better. And it just becomes a little bit of a friendship for a few months until we get that loan closed, until we get everything cleared up.
Makes it a happy day.
Yeah, so there are loans that fly through with no problems, and there's loans that we have some hair on them. We got to get a haircut or
floss.
And so we want to help you out, making sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today. Bubba, what do you see coming up this week? Mortgage rates have been dancing. Do you see rates coming up or coming down?
I see staying about where they're at.
Yeah, Bubba says rates are going to be around where they are right now.
Yeah.
And, that makes you feel good, right?
Yeah.
You can go into your week thinking mortgage rates are going to be right around where they are right now, unless something crazy happens. Crazy things make crazy things go on with mortgage rates. So let's hope for good crazy as it comes with mortgages. We got to get out of here, though. We have run out of time. We got to love spending time with you today. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your sports. And we will be happy to get back with you when we come back next weekend. For Inappropriate Uncle Bubba, I am Kevin Miller. And come back and visit us again next week for the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.